Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, fire up that grill or smoker. Fall is here. Crisp mornings are leading into these beautifully warm afternoons in the 50s, 60s. Oh, this is my favorite time of year. Get a little snap in the air, and it just means that it's that time to do hunting and fishing and all the stuff that happens in the fall. I'm just pumped up about it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Funny you should say snap in the air, because I was on the road for 9 days straight. I was home a day before that and on the road 5 days straight. So it was like the most brutal travel time I've ever had, almost. And when you're staying in those hotels, the gyms are kind of mediocre. And for some reason, I'm not a really good disciplined hotel gym guy.
Right.
So I had to get back and get back into snap. So if there's a snap in the air, you know, it's because you got a card to swipe on the door and go in and burn that fat gut off at Snap Fitness. And it's nice to be back so I have my routine in my gym again.
Right.
Because those little dinky things with just a bike and a treadmill don't really cut it.
Not cutting.
I'm not the best push-up guy.
No?
I know you can work out in your room, P90X or whatever, but I like a gym. I like having the different machines that Snap has for me, and it's just, I mean, I feel so good right now. I lagged for about 9 days. I only worked out maybe two or three out of the nine. And you really can feel the difference. It's, if nothing else, it's guilt.
Yeah. So I'm working off the guilt.
Happy,
huh?
Not to be guilty.
Yeah. Well, on those trips, you sit in the car a lot too.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I'm telling you, man, it's like sciatica where your, right, your hip just actually starts.
That's not a prison. That's a condition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I got a friend that is a massage therapist, owns a company called A Fine Touch. I had that exact same thing. I was driving. I couldn't drive for more than a couple hours. I had to stop and get out and walk, that whole sciatic thing. And man, the therapeutic massage just took that away. It's above your hip. Lower back is where the pinch was starting with me. And man, she worked that out. A Fine Touch in Ada, a great place to go to get that rub down and get rid of that sciatica.
Well, I have an Arctic spa on my deck, so
oh yeah,
there
you go.
I have seats in there that shoot jets and do a hydrotherapeutic massage, and I love getting in that thing when I'm in pain. So that was one of the biggest excitements I had of getting home, is I got to use my tub, because I don't use hot tubs in hotels.
Right,
they're
right.
Full of chlorine and who knows what.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So fall grilling. Let's talk about a little bit something like some smoked wild fowl.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is with wild fowl is you usually skin it rather than pluck it. And if you could pluck it, you've got a skin on the bird then, and that way you can keep a lot of moisture in. But a lot of guys don't mess around with the feathers and plucking all the pin feathers and everything out, because it takes a while. There's techniques to do it. But if you do have the skin on, your smoked fowl is going to be a lot easier to maintain moisture in. If you're using one without the skin on it, which a lot of guys do, they'll just skin a duck or they'll skin a goose rather than trying to pluck the thing, then you got to be a little bit careful, and you got to add some moisture back to the bird, in that they'll dry out when that skin's not on there. You're on the raw meat is exposed to the smoke, gets the smoke flavor much better, but it also dries out much quicker. So a lot of times I'll take and wrap some, the breast meat is really on most fowl, a little bit on the thighs, but the biggest part of the meat you're after is the breast meat. Wrap that in some bacon. And when you're smoking, the thicker bacon works better around fowl, because it's going to render down slower. It's going to keep it moist longer. And by the time the center gets done in the smoking, the bacon's a little bit crispy on the outside. You can choose to take it off or you can choose to eat it. Either way, it's up to you. It's very edible, but the real purpose of that bacon being there was to lock in some moisture and keep it basted, if you will, while it's smoking.
I wonder if you did a bacon weave with thinner bacon and then wrapped it in a pretty weave. Would that make a cool presentation?
Oh, it would. It'd be very cool. And, you know, those bacon weaves, we use those on a lot of different mm-hmm. things, and that'd be great.
So what do you think about the various wild birds in terms of grilling? Which one is the friendliest and which one's the worst?
Small diving ducks are the worst. They tend to be oily, and that oiliness is it helps with the cooking, but it's a really strong flavor.
Oh.
And you got to marinate the heck out of them. And this is just my opinion, to get that flavor out of there. And in a brine type thing where you're driving in some aromatics and you're driving in some salt and maybe a little bit of sugar.
So you could brine them for a day or two?
Yeah, yeah, and that'll help.
Is it going to do any good?
But that's tough. The if you're a duck hunter, people have brought them to me, and I'm not a duck species of, you know, officially that I know what's this or that, but like a teal or something, which is a diving duck, those things they're hard to make taste good. I'm sorry, I just don't have it
so
all.
So you've grilled them before?
Yeah.
Baked them?
Yep.
Fried them?
Right. All of that. Filet them, take that breast off the bone, and then actually put that on the grill and get it to medium rare in the center, and it's tolerable at that point. You know, it all depends on the flavor profile you put on it. Our Old World Olive Company, those citrus-based oils and balsamics that they have, the blood orange.
I love those for Meyer lemon. Fowl too.
Yeah,
right.
Those are a great complement to the
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Waterfowl Talk Network.
Yeah.
The Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're talking about some great things in the fall you can throw on the grill or the smoker. Jop's a big bird hunter. So he's had a lot more experience doing that. I have one of my Arctic dealers I got actually in Wisconsin because he was on our website looking at some of those wild game recipes for goose jerky or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he started podcasting the show, which is a great idea. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, the top right corner, look for the podcast symbol, sign up for our podcast. So if you're not around on Saturday mornings, you can have it sent right to your device. Easy way to stay in touch with us. Or check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. By all means, use that website of ours because it's a great resource. So anyway, Patrick over up in Merrill, Wisconsin, got hooked on the show because of those podcasts. And, you know, so by the time I went to see him and sign him up to be an Arctic dealer,
right?
He's like, Uncle,
I can't take it anymore.
He comes in with some smoked pheasant.
Oh, yeah.
That he copied from one of our shows.
Right. Recipes on the website.
I'm going to tell you what. I think his pheasant were better than the ones you made.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
I'm not kidding. They were the best pheasant I've ever eaten, and they were cold.
Right. That was a brined recipe.
And that's
all on thegrillingguys.com. You can look it up under pheasant recipe. It'll pop up.
I doubt that they were really better than yours. I just had to make them feel good.
But they're brined they got a little sweet brine on them, and then those were wrapped in bacon, and those were smoked.
Well,
too.
And he used a really thick bacon on them, and I'll tell you what, he brought them into the office. And to watch these people tearing at this poor little pheasant, it's a good thing he was dead because
chances are he had more than one because they're not real large and they don't go very far.
Oh, no, he had a ton of them.
But speaking of pheasants, later on Saturday evening, this evening, I'm hosting a Pheasants Forever banquet in Eaton County. Same guys that I did the deer camp with. They have one of these and they're very involved with it. So I'm going to go down and MC that tonight and have a little bit of fun down there and help them raise some money for habitat so that we can try to bring the pheasants back into the state of Michigan, because right now there's the shrinking habitat has caused a decline, that and the coyotes.
Really?
Man, oh my gosh. Yeah. The coyotes are crazy down there in Eaton County.
Mm.
These guys are trapping them and hunting them and shooting them, and you know they're a real nuisance.
You know, I've got a problem with them around my place.
Right? Yeah, I remember trying to lure Zeus out into the woods. Hey,
no, I just chased him in my flip flops a couple weeks ago.
Or did they chase you?
Well, they chased. I chased them until they stopped running.
Right. Yeah.
And we had a little showdown in the dark.
And that was a little scary.
But I had my 40, so thanks to Alan Bobbs.
Yeah. Of Mickey's or your 40?
No, I have my Smith & Wesson.
I see, yeah.
It's kind of nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coming up next, we're going to break down a few vegetable recipes. There's a fall bounty out there that are producing right now, and it was great things to put on the grill. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.